to say Achiyoim Eloba Prati, Vulei Prati. It's not Gemini. If the Leibis said he paid up or he didn't say he paid up. His calls him on the Leibis, says I didn't pay up. Then he's masking Mishtar's a good star, according to everybody about the Yechayiv, because then the Malva has a good star. But where the Leibis time is, I paid you up, that's the Machlekis. According to the Tanakam, since the Leibis says I paid you up, you can't use that star. Because the Malva himself doesn't have Eidim to Mekayim the star. Who's Mekayim the star? The Leibis. That's a Pesh Rasa Pesh Hitta. The Leibis is the one that's saying the star is good, but he's also saying I paid up. So Tanakam says you believe the Leibis. Therefore the star is worthless. You can't want with the star. Therefore you hold your potter. And Yud holds no. Once the Leibis is made, he wrote the star, it's called the Choshev Ishtar, the Malva come on with the star. So if he could collect with the star, it's a Choshev, a piece of paper, so it was like, he carried out on Shabbos Yechayiv. Rav Roma, tell you the Kuli Yalma, Moide Bishtar Shekosu, Shetzorch Lekayim. No. According to everybody, we hold that Tzorch Lekayim. Once there's a Svarf and a Pesh Shos, a Pesh Yitu. How do we know the star was good? Only because the Levi said the star was written, but he is saying, I paid up. So according to Levi, he came on with the star. Hey, the star was useless. He can't use the star to collect. So Zayit Shver, according to Yehuda, why Yechayiv then? If he can't collect with the star, it's useless. What do you need it for? It's a shalom, do you write receipts or not? Certain places, the minig was to write a receipt. So first we have a star saying, you owe me money, and afterwards you're going to pay off, the minig was to rip up the star, and then I wrote you a receipt that was paid up. Tanakam says, people write a receipt. So about the write a receipt, you do not need the star at all. The star is useless, worthless, you don't need the star anymore. If anything, you have your receipt. So the star you put it for. If you discover and curse from Shaiva, no, people don't write a receipt. Because since they don't write a receipt, obviously the star has some chshivas to it. So therefore, according to Yehuda, you chayiv on the star. It says, Yehukach tzorach hu amalva deboi adure. There's a mitzvah that the malva has to return the star to the loiva. As if you don't write a receipt, then the din is after the loiva pays up the money, the malva has to give the star back to the loiva. It's a din upon the malva. So here the malva, even if it was paid up already, still the malva needs the star, because he has a mitzvah to return it to the loiva. So cause the money didn't return it, it's choshev to him, he has to do a mitzvah with it. So cause the money didn't return it yet, and he carries it out on Shabbos now, it's choshev to him. But if he owed the right receipts, so the star is useless, we don't need the receipt, you don't need the star anymore. You don't have to give the star back, you write a receipt to the loiva. So if the malva could keep the star, so the star that was paid up already, it's useless. That's what the Tanakam is for your potter. According to your builder, no Yechayah, because you don't write a Shoivu. So you have to return the star, it's a double chosh of the star. No, it's Machlekes. It's Machlekes. It's Machlekes all over. But it's Machlekes, what the meaning was. Machlekes and Din, how do you pass him? No, it's a Shal and Din. Are you Samech on receipt or not? Is it sad to say we're not Samech on receipts? Because receipts is a time that maybe the labor will lose the receipt. So it's better off to rip up the star. The other swear is no, receipt is better. So Machlekes and Din, should write a receipt or not. We have Yehuda Sova Yeh and Christmas Shaver. Rav Ashi Yoma Mivnei Shet Sorech Laharoisoi Labal Choyv Sheni. The Rav Yehuda Svar is about that this star was useless. Once it's paid off already, and it could be everybody writes receipts, so you don't need the star anymore. So really the star was useless. Why does Rav Yehuda say it's still Yechayiv? It's a svar, a person likes to hold the loiva that got their star back, likes to hold on to the star. Why? Because next time when he wants to borrow money a second time, the Yomalei Chazi Garba de Porano, he'll tell the Malva, look, I'm a person that's respectable, I pay up. Here's the raya, here's the star, the first loan, and I paid up that loan. Therefore, the loiva, the borrower, likes to keep the shtaris to show that I paid up my chayvis. So, Mele, even though it's paid up, and he can't use it anymore, it has some use to him to prove that he's an honest person. Therefore, you hold his chayv to carry out on Shabbos. It's a useful thing for you. Rashi, Rashi Yama Plutayu Kishoitzi Leiva. Machlokes says where the Leiva carries out the Shtar Hu. Well, Malut Sorach Leiva, what does the Leiva need that the Shtar was already paid up with? Dekom Avadi Leilet Sura Mishum Stimus Pisuchis Le Meshoyu Leiva. Time to hold it to make a bottle cap, a loiva wouldn't keep the star in his house because he's afraid maybe you lose it, the malva will find it. Maybe the malva will find it. Why did the loiva hold the star? He wants to have proof that he's a person that pays up his chayvus. Halil Shupareya Al Khaivoisai. He could praise that he pays up his chayvis. Therefore it's Khoshiftim. Right. Or Kadelasois Kimeya. The Mishnah says how much is skin? How much skin are you chay for Shabbos? And not to make a Kimeya. Boy Mene Rovamir of Nachman. How much or Bekama, if you carry out the skin, how much are you chayiv? Omlekiritnan, like the Mishnah says, enough shia to make a Kimeya. Or Kadelasos Kimeya. Hamavdoi Bekama, if somebody worked over the skin, how much are you chayiv if you carried out, worked over skin? Omlekiritnan, it's the same din. That's in parentheses. The Mishnah should be loved by the Kama. If you have skin that's worked over, how much you chayiv? Omer Leishna has the exact same halacha. Trashi lovdo or ho'emid la'avdoi. Hey, skin that's oimid to be worked on. You're going to work on the skin to make it into good leather. But dain la'avdo, you didn't make it into leather yet. The Kama is sure it's so. How much are you chayiv for carrying it out? He said Leishna, the same shear making a kameya. So the Moru minot temra. How do we know that it has the same shearim? Kiritnan. How malvin is somebody whitens wool. You take wool and malvin, you wash it to make it white. Via manafet, somebody combs it out. Via surveyor, also you dye the wool. Via tovri, also you spin the wool. Ishiuroi, how much of this are you chayiv for? How much of a sheer wool are you chayiv if you whiten it? Or if you comb it? Or if you dye it? How much wool do you have to dye? Shiuroi kamali reichev asit. It's a shear of making a string, the long a moli asit is like this. When you spread out your thumb from your first finger, that's called the moli asit. How far you can spread out the two. Kuffel, a double amount of a shear. That's the shear. Leitiv or irik, who has in if your mamish weave? How much of the thread do you have to weave? Beis chutm, you have to be irik, you have to weave two strings. How long? Shear kamoli rechev asit. You have to have two strings, the length of moli asit. Alma, what do we see? Kivun letovi koi, since this wool, it's oimid eventually to make it tovi, to make it spun, and when you spun, when you make it origa, the shear is kamoli asit, is shiura ketovi. All the shear is the shear of how much you have to weave the strings. Is huadim, when you whiten the wool, when you dye the wool, since this wool is oimid to be used for sewing, you go boss of the yen shear of origa, of weaving it. His achinami, kivun love the koi, since this skin is oimid to be worked upon, shear can move it. You have the same shear of skin that will be worked upon. So the more of a shleil abdoi, if you have skin that you don't plan to work upon, bekama, what's the shear of that? Omle leishinot, there's no difference. Right in shear of a kimeya, there's no difference. Shashma shleil abdoi means ain't oimid labdoi. You know, this skin is not aimed to work upon to make good leather out of it. So how much of a shear you chayiv for? The same thing, nochmo kemelasas kemeya. For the Gemara, v'loy shonu beim ubud l'sheinam ubud. Is there no difference whether the skin is aimed to be worked upon or whether the skin is not aimed to be worked upon? Eisvei, avakasha. Hamoitzi samonim, if somebody carries out samonim, that's the dye, or shiruyin, that's already soaked. Samonim is like the dry, the grit. That's dyeable. If you shrink, if it's already soaking in water, so how much of this liquid of dye you had to carry out? Enough dye that you dye a small piece of wool that you use to show off, like a sample. Dugmalir means a sample of wool. That's how much dye you have to carry out on Shabbat. That's a choshev shear dye. Enough dye to dye a sample of wool. The liquid, right. When you have to salmon and mashruyim, right, the salmon and the dye that shruya that's soaking in water already. Trashi dugma klemem at. Mamish a small piece, like a sample. Kain shemarin le dugma. You show for a sample. Lema writes out to bezed. You want to buy wool like this. Leroy vukasher atzaruch Leroy shogar the listan pikonish a pekas harav listan boyan. Share a small piece of wool. Yeah, vilu b'samoni mashenkin, the shear of the dye itself, like the leaves or the roots, whatever you're making the dye from, shenem shruyim, that's not soaking in water yet, the dried out dye tanan klipi agoizim. If you use the shells of nuts, you use that to make dye, like red shells of nuts. You soak it in water, it makes the water red. Or else klipi remoinim, use the shells of pomegranates. Or else satin upoya, other type of grass. Or dye, could they litzvaya ben beggar cotton? How much of this raw material of the dye do you have to carry out? Enough dye that you use to be tzvaya to dye a whole beggar. You see the different shear. Even though what are you going to use this dye for? This dye eventually is going to be soaking in water. And when you soak it in water, that shear is a much smaller shear. You need a small amount of water just to dye a small sample of wool. And here we say when you carry out the raw dye, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have enough shear to dye to carry to dye your whole begit. To see the different shear. Then begit cotton, the fi safcha. Rashi klipa goisin klipin leicha shaklip egoin satin vishtu the puy vistas no pisavcha kupish noistin begin pmcu savaishu nofish. Gets it another begin, it's a bigger shear dome. So to cash, you see, you don't say, since the dye is omed to soak in water, you go boss to the later shear, but you go boss to a new shear it has right now. It's the same thing with skin. How could you say skin that's omed to work upon? Or skin that's not omed to work upon has the same shurim, it should have different shurim. And the Gemara, no, it malo, a new svara here. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avahua. Lefi sheinodem toruch lishroi samonim litzvoye bem dugmalira. There's a svara when you go to dye it, to make the dye, to take this raw material and soak it in water, how much this kedai for you to make dye? How much dye are you going to make? It's not kedai to soak it in water to make a small amount of dye. It's only enough if you make a bigger amount of dye, I'll call upon him to dye your begit. That's the svara. Hey, it's the svara how much tircha you would do. If you already have the dye made before, a small amount of dye is chashiv, because you can use it to dye your sample. But when you have the raw dye that you didn't mix it with water yet, what's kedai for a person to go mix it in water to make it? It's only kedai if you're able to make a bigger shear of water. You have to have enough shear of dye to be a bigger cotton. That's where here's the difference. Somebody comes to soak these material in water, you'll only soak enough if you get enough water to be able to dye your whole begit. Abel or mashenkin by skin, it's kedai for a person, though you have a small piece of raw skin, it's kedai for you to work on the small skin to make a kemei out of it. So therefore, buy the skin, whether it's worked upon yet or not worked upon yet, they have the same chivas. What's chashiv a skin enough to make a kemeya? Because people use it. Mashenkin, by dye, is a new svara. A person's not machriach himself to soak the dye in water if he's only to come out with a small amount of dye. But if he already has the dye, then it's a svara. It's chashiv to you, even a small amount of dye. But the tirchot's not kedai for you. For demar, another kasha. Raise the runi by seeds. Praise the runi, gina, the seeds you use for your garden, the machmed is a rino before you plant the seeds in the garden, tanan. Zeruni gina, how much is a chashiv amount of seeds to carry it on Shabbos and Yechayiv? Pachas mikagregus. You need at least an amount of pachas mikagregus. You do that in Besei Roimah, chamisha. You have to have five. See Rashi? Chamisha, Rashi garina. Five seeds. Vilo bosed the zrino, Mashenkin, once you're ready, planted it, tanan. Zevel v'chol hadak, how much zevel of manure do you have to carry out in Shabbos? Or else this small chol hadak, small sand, that you can use to fertilize the karka, they le zevel by klach shakrul. Even enough fertilizer just to fertilize one krach, one small root, one small stalk of cabbage. See, you see, people do work for a stalk of cabbage. So b'zay who adin l'chura taking out one seed of a cabbage should also be chayiv. So why do we have before? No, you need a lot of seeds, at least five seeds, or else the pachas mikagregris. But I call upon him one seed for one klach. You potter on. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. V'acham moimru g'day lezavol karisha. You have to take out enough fertilizer to be zavol a karisha, another type of a bean. V'acham upon him, you don't need five. It's enough one bean. Sakam carrying out the seeds itself. You have to carry out a lot of seeds to be chayiv. But later, when you're carrying out the manure for the seeds, there's enough to take care of one seed. The same terrace, it malo amarapapa, ha de zriya, ha de lo zriya. One is already sown already, and one is already seeded, and one is not seeded. What does that mean? Lufi shenodim teruch loitzin neim achas lezriya. It's not kedai for a person to matrich himself to plant one seed. So therefore, seeds itself is aimed for planting. What's a choshev amount of seeds? Five seeds. That's kedai for you to plant at one time five seeds. If you only have one seed, though, it's not kedai for you to go so matriach yourself to plant it. Therefore, one seed is not chashiv. Mashenkin, once you already planted it, now just to throw manure, to throw zevel on top of the seed, it's kedai for you to take care of even one seed. It's not such a big tirchum. You're just throwing the zevel on top of the seed that's growing already, so even one seed you'll care about. Therefore, it's chashiv the zevel for one seed. But metchila to plant, you don't plant one seed at a time, at least five seeds. Less than that, it's too much tircha. It's not kedai. Right. Another kash, the same type of teretz. Vare tit, we had before tit like cement. The mak med ligvei, before you add the water to the cement, Tanya, Moiti Bacham the Rab Shimin, but Moiti Shaykhun is just rabbin. If somebody wants to carry out the dirty water that you have in your house, you use the water already. You're carrying it outside to just rabbin. And the Gemara said, what is it used for? It used for it to make cement. You take this water, you throw it into cement. So how much water do you need that's choshev to make cement to be Mechayiv and Shabbos for, to carry it out, is only Shirim Berviyas. You have to carry out at least a Reviyas of water. The Vina Bo, he has to cash before Shaykh Lamai Chazi Bechlau. What is a person carrying out the dirty water for the Chutz Amlochash and Svich Lagufa? You don't want the dirty water outside. You don't need it there. It's just you don't want it in the house. So Bechlau, why you chayiv to carry out dirty water on Shabbos is not called you need it so. The Teretz was, Gomer Rabbi Yimio, Lagavu Bametatit. The reason why you need this dirty water, you could use it for it to make tit, to make cement. You don't care if the water is dirty. So therefore, you need a chosh of a sheer of water, the sheer of a revius. The kash is now vilo boss of the goblay, mashenkin, if you already have cement, cement that was made already, you mix the water with the dirt already, you have cement. Tanya tit, if a person carries out tit, carries out the cement on Shabbos, how much cement does he have to carry out the mechayif on Shabbos? But it lasts as ben pi kurum, to make a small opening by a kurum, which is a much smaller shear. So that's the kasha. Why do you say to carry out the water that's eventually going to be used for cement? You need such a big share of revius, whereas the cement itself, you only need a little share to be chayiv. So if we're saying before, anything that's safer going to be used, you go boss of the yen shear, like beriga. How much of the wool do you have to dye? You have to dye the shear chut of two of a span, because that's the shear of beriga. There also, since the water is going to be used to make cement, and cement you chayiv for smaller shear, how come the water needs a bigger shear? And Terence was, Hosam nami kedamor, we gave a test before. The fish enodim terech bem legabalus a tit lasas boy pikur. It's a svarin tirch again. It's a big tirch to take the water out and to mix it with the cement. So how much cement do you have to make that's kedai for you to matrich yourself? A lot of cement. The cement at least of revi is worth of water. Mashenker, to make a small amount of cement, it's not kedai the old tirch. If the cement was already made, now you still want to use the cement, it's chashiv to you a small amount of cement. Therefore, cement that's already made, even a small amount you chayiv if you carry it out, because it's chashiv to you. Toshma, the Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barami, Mishmei Deula, Shloisha Oyresein. Skin has three dinim to it. The three types of skins, how much you work over the skin. Matzah, the chifa, the diftera. Matzah, what is the skin called matzah? That means kamashmo. Matzah means plain, like we have our matzah is called just flour and water. It didn't rise, nothing was done to it yet. Here also, delay malich, you have this skin, you didn't salt the skin yet. Or delay kemich, you didn't work it over yet with flour. For lay offits, you didn't put the gallnut water in it. Offits is a certain type of a chemical you used to put in the skin to work over the skin. Trashi, kemiach, they used to soak the skin in flour and water. They used to squash the afotzim. Same type of a thing, they call it gallnut. They used to make the skin with. So, matzah means the skin, nothing was done to. The kamish yurei, how much of like raw skin do you have to take out to be chayiv on Shabbos? Tani Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, there are lots of boy mishkolis katana. In order to make a small weight out of it. The kama, how big is that shear? Amar Abaya, riva the pumpadisa. A quarter of pumpadisa. Shasha kamish yurei, let's say Shabbos, riva the riva pumpadisa. Riva litra, quarter of a litra shir pumpadisa. There are chasaychim lots of mishkolis shal oifres, used to cover up their weights with oifres. With like lead, kadei shloi tiftach lefi shamatchos nischatos tamid v'nifchas melev. Used to make the weights out of lead, should soon become rubbed off. Skits and then they used to cover it with skin. So the skin to cover up this weight, that's the shear of the skin. Like the chifa, what does chifa mean? That's another type of skin. The meliach, you already salted the skin. Of v'loy kemiach, you didn't work it over with flour yet. V'loy yavet, you didn't put the gallnut water inside it yet. For kamishur, what's the shear of chifa to be chayiv? Kinetnan. Or kadei lasis kemeya. That's the shear of kemeya. It's a smaller shear mastama to make a kemeya. Rashi bought the shear of mechtei lots of mishkolos. since it's a more choshem type of a skin, he already can make a kameh with it. Diftero, what does that mean? That skin, the maliach, you already salted it, ukameyach, and you also put flour into it, of a vulayofitz. Otherwise, that is called klaf. But you didn't put the gallnut water in it yet. That's called diftero. The kamishiru, what's the shir to mechayi for soy shabbos? They licht of all the festa get. Because it's kosher to write a get on diftero. Ketani miyis, they lots of boy mishkolas katana. The first shear of matzari is to cover up mishkolas. Riyomar abaya, riva the rizu pumbadisa. That, what's the shear of that? A quarter of a weight in pumbadisa. Is hosam empty gemara bibi shula. Rashi, Tony Mias Alma Shura, they move it nuffish. So you see there's a chilik in the size of skin. You see, skin that's worked over has a smaller shear. Only has a shear of a kameya. But skin that wasn't worked on yet, that's the matzah, needs a bigger shear. Needs a shear riva the rivda. So you see there's a chilik between unworked skin and worked over skin. And before we said they both have the exact same shear, they're both the shear of a kameya. But there it is, Bibi Shulula. Drashi Lach, Kemoy Shahupshat, Kari Bishulai. When the skin is still wet, as soon as it's pulled off the behemah, loshim bishom, vulach, the katla chazil ibud, is not even ready to work on yet. Avayavish, mashenkin, once the skin dried up a little bit, chazil ibud, then it's ready to work on. The chivin, the chazil ibud, heavy kemubin. Then it has the same shear of a kemeya. Benachnami, here that we say matzah, has the biggest shear, that's when the skin is still wet. That bechlal is not right to be worked upon yet. That's why it has its own shear. But once it dries up a little bit, that you can work on it, then it has the same shear of a kameya as dried up skin, worked upon skin. Bibishula, levita, v'mor v'yatnan ha'beged shloisha shloisha. What's the shear of a beged to makabel tumah? This is rash shloisha shloisha l'tumas medrash. That if a zav is medrash steps upon this beged, it has to be shloisha shloisha. That's by beged. Hasak is da'od adalus, is four tvachim. Or from skin is hail hay. Mafis, that's a mat, is vav avav. Bein le medris, bein le meis. Whether tumas medris or tumas meis. But Tony Allah, begging yasak vav, kishilu tumah, kash shilu etzois. The same shear as for etzois Shabbos. So you see skin have different shirim. At least you see skin needs here a shear of what? Of hail hay tvachim. And now Mishnah says skin is a shear of a kameya. So it's a stira. How much skin do you have to carry out to be chai for Shabbos? Now, Mishnah says a smaller shear, Kadei Kemeya. And here it says, the same Indian, the same shear to Makabal Tumah, is a shear for Yitzhoi Shabbos. And the Gemara, who? For Kurtuvla. Trashi for Kurtuvla, Mivash Loi Bereiska. It's talking about skin that was cooked in hot water. Or Mizkasha, and it became very hot already. Leishav Olav, Yudavka use it to sit on. Or Lechasai, to cover things. Look, it's current listener, Umatish, Lasa Shulchan. Use it for tablecloth and other things. So there it doesn't have the shear kameya anymore. But since you cooked it up in hot water, it's not roy to make a kameya. Then tak, it's only meant to make like a beged to make a mattress out of it, or to make a tablecloth. So then you need the shear of medrash, which is vav al-hey al-hey. Menachlami, our shear in the Mishnah, regular skin, that means the skin wasn't cooked upon yet. It's roy to make a kameya, there you even have a smaller shear of kadei kameya.
I will test for holding you.